Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with episode 180 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. Today I have special guest Jeffrey Mort, who is an integrative health practitioner, National Guild hypnotist, Tai Chi practitioner, and an all-around really, really nice guy. So one of the topics that we had exchanged a little bit about was this whole idea of mental health and entrepreneurship. And I actually have been on this bandwagon of this topic because there's a lot of loneliness in entrepreneurship. And while I've covered that on other episodes, the one thing that I haven't really gone into is this whole experience of entrepreneurship and just how it really takes a toll on your mental health as well as your well-being. So Jeffrey and I connected and he shared his tips for how to make the most of our entrepreneurship work, meaning if you bring your best self to the table, well, what do you think the outcome is going to be, right? So we talk more about that. He shares six different areas in which your mental health is affecting your overall well-being. And I just thought it was a really great conversation to have and something that is very needed. So if you've been in a situation where you're feeling like you're burning the candle at both ends, or maybe you're just feeling tired or uninspired or sluggish or all of the above, then this episode, there's no mistake that you are here today listening to it. So I do believe that there will be some golden nuggets that you can really make the most of with this episode. It was really, really great. And like I mentioned, Jeffrey's a really great guy. And you'll want to listen up until the end because he has an insanely good offer. So check out this episode. It's a good one. All right, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right, Jeffrey Mort, welcome to the Positioning to Profit podcast. It is so good to have you here. I'm excited because I know you bring such a breadth of knowledge with you, the expertise, and I believe more importantly, the passion on this topic, which I think is so very needed. And the topic for those of you that are listening is all around some things you can do for your mental health as an entrepreneur. This is an extremely important topic. And I know you're going to share some key wisdom, key points and tips on how people can take their mental health to the next level and really make that central to how they're operating as an entrepreneur. But first, let's welcome you. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Patty. I'm so excited to be here. I'm grateful for you having me on the program. And I'm a huge fan of yours, by the way. So I love supporting your program as well. And yeah, mental health is, it's a big epidemic, especially in the entrepreneurial world, where especially for the solopreneurs that are doing everything themselves, and they really don't have the time for sick days. They don't have time to have low energy. They don't have time for, you know, their mental health to be slowing them down in their business and in, you know, in their personal lives as well. So it's something that's really near and dear to my heart. And I'm grateful to be able to bring some information to you and your listeners and people watching on your YouTube channel with a little bit different lens than mental health as seen by conventional medicine. You know, we look at things in a different lens when it comes to functional medicine and integrative health, and we get some serious results with that. So I'm happy to be here today and bring that information to you.
Excellent. All right. So you have a ton of credentials. Let's go back and just give people a little peek around your past, your history. How did you get to where you are today and doing this particular work that you're doing?
That's a great question. And much like many health coaches, my own health issues brought me to where I am today. I was a mess back about 10 years ago. I was absolutely the polar opposite of, a poster child for good health and somebody that could offer information. And I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I actually come from a background in the electrical industry by trade. I'm a master electrician. And when I started learning about the body and how it works, what really resonated with me was the central nervous system. And, you know, you can kind of compare, link those two together. you know, I used to spend my time wiring, you know, industry and buildings and municipality buildings and things like that. And then once I started really diving deep into the central nervous system, I realized that that's one of the key components to healing. And that was something that I needed lots of help with. And as well as like changing who I was at my core level, changing my identity, because I was doing things that a healthy person wouldn't be doing. I was setting a poor example for my children. You know, I'm a single parent of three teenagers at the moment. And when they were younger, you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't setting a good example. And I wanted to be able to keep up with them. They were running me ragged, and I didn't like it because I was, you know, 10 years ago, I was about 40 years old, and I couldn't keep up with my kids. So I said, I need to do something because my health is on a downward spiral. So what I did was I joined a Tai Chi class, and I went there just to learn how to stretch. But of course, my instructor started teaching me Tai Chi. Well, he also comes from an athletic background. So he was training us as Tai Chi athletes, and he taught us a lot about nutrition. He taught us a lot about you know, ancient philosophy and wisdom and things like that. And it just started transforming my life. And I said, if these things are changing in my life, like I had health issues and diseases that were just falling away as I was making these slight little changes, like not a lot, but much like, you know, interest in the bank compounds, when I was making these small changes in my life and stacking those habits, my health started making a change for the better. And I said, what else is possible? And I looked out there as far as what was available for like health coaching certifications, because I wanted to be able to help people with what I was learning, and I wanted to learn from the best. So my choice was Integrative Health Practitioner Institute, and I enrolled in those courses. I got level one certified, which is able to work with clients through what's called the de-stress protocol, and who couldn't use less stress in their life. And that's an acronym for diet, for exercise, for stress reduction, for toxin removal, for rest, for emotional balance, for science-backed supplements, and for success mindset. That makes up the de-stress protocol. And just, it's not a complete revamp of a lifestyle. It's just making some tweaks and adjustments and pulling on some levers and making, you know, some small adjustments in lifestyle that are going to compound and make a huge difference. And then our level two certification was for the at-home functional medicine lab tests. And most people are unaware that they can actually run lab tests that are based on functional medicine in the privacy of their own home. They don't have to go to a lab. They don't have to see a doctor. They don't have to get a blood draw from a phlebotomist. And these are lab tests that use simple samples such as a hair sample or a blood spot or a saliva sample to look at some very important markers that conventional medicine can't look at. So that's what really brought me to where I am today. And I see a huge correlation in these functional medicine lab markers that have to do with mental health. And that's what really led me down this path to be able to help, you know, not just everybody with mental health, but specifically entrepreneurs, because they're the ones that are out there doing the work as most of them, you know, solopreneurs. A lot of them are mothers, single mothers. They're taking care of the children, or they're taking care of the spouse and the entire household for health. So my choice to help them is to help reach more people, right? If I'm reaching the matriarch of the household and they're overseeing the healthcare of their entire family, then in essence, not only am I helping her, but I'm helping her spouse, I'm helping her children, and that ripple effect going, you know, throughout the entire household and then further to the community. And that's my passion, is just expanding my reach and being able to help as many people as possible.
So good. So good. Okay. So you have something that you want to share with us, because putting this into effect, right? So you're an entrepreneur, you're listening to this, you know, and I don't have to tell you that we can easily work 60, 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week for someone else. I know that's me. This probably has been you, Jeffrey. I know that used to be me. And here's why I tell you this, is I know this is something that I was unaware of. It kind of creeps up on you. All of a sudden, you're like, why am I so exhausted? Why do I feel so depleted? No matter what I'm doing, and even if you're doing exercise and things like that, it's not working. Well, this was back in 2014, 15-ish. I had adrenal fatigue and I was completely unaware that I had it, right? And it just shows up ever so slightly in different ways. And so you're going to be covering six different ways how your health is being affected. And so pay close attention, because you're going to want to take, I bet you there's something here that you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize this is what I'm doing. So let's turn it over to you, because you have some really cool things to share.
Absolutely. And, you know, a touch on the topic of that adrenal fatigue sneaking up on you is the beauty of these at-home functional medicine labs is not only can you see what adrenal fatigue and burnout looks like, but you can see the approach, the gradual approach of it as you're doing these labs on a regular basis to be able to avoid those things. So let me share my screen, Patty, and we will take a look at that. Can you see that? Very good.
Yes.
Okay. So is mental health stealing your energy? There's 6 lesser known causes of mental health through the lens of functional medicine. And how does it feel to make little or no progress because of the mental state of being? A lot of entrepreneurs go through the experience of feeling stuck, feeling frustrated, especially overwhelmed. And then they start to wonder, am I broken? What's the matter with me? Why am I exhausted all the time? And there's always a reason. We must always remember to keep asking why. There's always a reason, an underlying root cause. And if somebody's going through some symptoms of maybe insomnia or poor concentration, brain fog, depression, low energy, low libido, those are all synonymous with having hypothyroidism and low thyroid. And I just got to give my standard disclaimer here that I'm not a medical doctor. I don't diagnose, treat, or cure diseases. But what we do is we look for underlying root causes of symptoms, and then we work through a personalized program to be able to rebalance the body. A disease cannot exist in a healthy body, and I just can't convey that enough. So it's clear that if somebody has anxiety or irritability or nervousness or stress or overwhelm, that they can feel as though they're having mental health issues. And what do? They usually, they go see their primary care physician or their medical doctor, and then they get prescribed some antidepressant or something that's going to help them sleep overnight or something like that. And then they have side effects from those medications, and it just snowballs from there. It's really not looking at the underlying root cause. And those symptoms that I just listed can all be from high thyroid or hyperthyroidism. And there are so many people, especially women, I think the statistic, Patty, is like 1 out of 8 women have a thyroid dysfunction. And there's always a reason why. So adrenal fatigue, just like you spoke about, Patty, is, you know, you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling insomnia all the time. Maybe you have a little bit of energy when you wake up. Maybe you wake up with no energy at all. Like, how are you supposed to get through your day as an entrepreneur when you're feeling these things, especially when depression starts to creep in and you start to wonder, what is wrong with me? And a lot of what I hear a lot is people go to their doctor and the doctor says, well, all your labs look normal, and so there's nothing wrong with you, and it must be in your head. If I had, you know, a nickel for every time I heard one of my clients say that my doctor told me it was all in my head, you know, I'd be a rich man. Low energy, low libido, those are all signs of adrenal fatigue. And mineral imbalances play a huge role in this. They can lead to things like apathy, brain fog, memory loss. Again, low energy keeps coming up. That's like the underlying theme here, the common denominator. Racing thoughts, things like heart arrhythmia, tachycardia syndrome. And those can all be from a simple imbalance in minerals. Minerals work on sort of a seesaw. When one goes up, the other goes down. So keeping those in check and keeping those in balance on a regular daily basis can make all the difference in the world. And fortunately, that is really easy to do. Pathogenic infections is another huge one that affects mental health. Things like candida, clostridia, E. coli, H. pylori, mold, and parasites. Some of those things belong in the body. The body needs a certain amount of yeast. It needs a certain amount of E. coli. But when these things become overgrown, then they can affect the body. They can affect the microbiome. They can affect the gut-brain axis. And when things aren't right in the gut, then things aren't right in the brain. And it can cause things like neurological issues, things like autism, ADHD, nervousness, mood disorders, sleep issues, and unexplained stressors. Another huge one that not a lot of people know about is food sensitivities. And food sensitivities are a little different than allergies. People know when they have a food allergy because if they eat shellfish and their throat swells up, they know it was the shellfish, or maybe a peanut allergy, which is becoming more common. And there's a reason for that, but we won't get into that today. Food sensitivities, however, you can experience a food sensitivity symptoms such as migraine headaches, autism, brain fog, mood disorders, ADHD, sleep issues, and cravings from foods that you may have eaten up to 72 hours later. So, Patty, tell me what you had for lunch 3 days ago.
Couldn't tell you. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend.
Sure. So, you know, it's what you had 3 days ago for lunch could be the reason why you have some of these symptoms today. Maybe it's brain fog, maybe it's migraine, but you would never link the two together because it happened so long ago. And they could, you know, they could be a few hours after you eat the food. They could be, you know, anywhere between 24 and 72 hours later. And we can test for this. And it's a really simple test that looks at over 300 different foods that you may be thinking you're eating the most healthy diet in the world, but you have a sensitivity to almonds, to spinach, to pineapple, and some of these things that people see as health foods could be causing a sensitivity issue and brain fog 3 days later, and you're trying to power through your day as an entrepreneur to get things done. And then the last topic we'll cover here is leaky gut. That's a buzzword that's been coming around. What is leaky gut? It's intestinal permeability. This is where the foods we eat, the stress that is in our lives, and keep in mind, stressors are not just, financial or relationship or business or, you know, your daily obligations. Stressors are things, you know, and business, we can throw business in there as well. But stressors are things like we talked about earlier, mineral deficiencies, bacterial overgrowth in the gut. Stressors can be too much exercise. Stressors can be not enough sleep. So those can be, you know, regular everyday stressors that can cause things like mood imbalances and learning issues and focus issues, memory, brain fog. I mean, you see the list there. It's too much to go over. And you know, not to be overwhelming, but these are all things that lead to intestinal permeability, and stress is the biggest one. So I'll just talk really quickly. What is intestinal permeability? It's when the linings, the juncture in the gut are like my hands coming together here and my fingers interlocking nice, nice and tight. For those listening, that's what I'm doing. And what happens with intestinal permeability is it opens up those junctures and it allows the proteins that we're eating to slip through the gut wall and into the bloodstream. And the immune system then sees what's going on in the bloodstream is not supposed to be there and launches an immune defense at that. So as those junctures open up and close, sometimes those stressors keep those junctures open all the time and those proteins are constantly slipping into the bloodstream and the immune system is constantly into defense mode and trying to protect the body and rebalance us for health. Now, if your immune system is always turned on because it's constantly fighting a battle inside the body, that's going to be stealing your energy away from the things that you could be putting your energy to, like helping more people in the world with whatever your business provides for a service. And that is something that I love helping entrepreneurs with.
I love it. Can you share a story of maybe a client of yours that you've helped do this journey? Because again, I think a lot of thing is we're so in our work that we forget to stop and look around and say, I don't feel well, or any one of those symptoms that you listed on the slides are something that maybe we're really dealing with, but we're not even quite sure how bad it is until you stop and say, wow, I really don't feel good. So maybe a story of a client that you've worked with that kind of went through that journey of transformation with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to. And I have a very powerful story. It involves a family. And of course, client confidentiality is one of my core focuses in my business. But I'll give you the general idea of it. Here's a mom. She's an entrepreneur and she has two twin daughters. They were identical twins. And one of the twin daughters had migraine headaches severely every single day, so bad that she had to leave school. She was in high school and just going into high school. So brand new start in high school, having these migraine headaches, can't concentrate. Doctors can't figure out what it is. They get so bad, she had to be pulled out of school. The mom's at her wit's end, has no idea. The doctors do an MRI and they find a cyst on her pineal gland and they attribute the migraine headaches to the cyst. So they do not so much an emergency surgery, but when there's a cyst on the pineal gland, they can't just remove the cyst. They have to remove the entire pineal gland. So they do the operation. They remove the pineal gland. She recovers from the surgery, and lo and behold, she still has the migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. 3 months after the surgery, the mom approaches me and asks if we could work together. We run some lab tests. We find some major imbalances, including intestinal permeability, many mineral imbalances. And within 3 weeks of a personalized protocol for this young lady, that she started feeling better. She started being able to go outside and play. She started to be able to exercise again, and her headaches finally subsided. And, you know, it's really interesting, the fast change when we started to get her on a 21-day elimination diet and be able to remove some of the foods that her food sensitivity lab showed that were extremely high for being sensitive. And everybody's a little bit different. You know, some people might need a little bit of work. Some people might need a lot of work. And, you know, 3 weeks was just the beginning. We worked together for 6 months and made some tremendous gains in getting rid of those headaches and having her be able to enjoy her childhood again and, you know, transitioning into a womanhood. But she was losing out on those precious years in between, you know, being a kid and becoming an adult. And, you know, I feel as though we gave her some of that back.
That's so wonderful. Wow, that's so impactful. And had she known, right, had she been introduced to you, she wouldn't have had to have gone through all of that operation and the procedure that she had. That's really interesting.
Sure.
Okay. Let us transition over to the Fast Five, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So these are five questions, and I just randomly, and I'd love to get your take organically. There are no wrong answers at all, but it just is a way for us to get to know you a little bit better. Are you ready?
Let's go. Fire away.
All right. I knew you would be. All right. Number one, what would make this a great year for you?
Being able to shift more people away from the limiting beliefs that they have of that they can't get well and doing that at scale.
Yes. I love that. I got chills when you just said that. Number two, what do you consider your greatest achievement so far?
I would have to go back to when I made the conscious choice to take control of my health. And that ended up being me leading by example for my children so that they could see, you know, where I was and what I couldn't do, and then transforming my own life into, you know, what is possible, and having that be an example for my young children.
That's beautiful. How old are your kids, by the way?
They're teenagers now. So this is an epic year for the Mort family birthdays. So I'll be 50 this year. My oldest son turns 18, my daughter turns 16, and my youngest son turns 13.
Wow.
So yeah, it's just amazing.
You have a very busy household, I bet.
Yes, we do.
Person, place, or a thing, what is one thing that inspires you?
Oh, there's so many people, it'd be hard to pick one. So I'm going to bundle the most influential people that I have in my life and say that the thing would be ancient wisdom.
I love that. Number four, what is one thing that you wish somebody would have told you when you first started your business?
Be at peace with where you are right now. I spent so much time feeling as though I didn't get enough done. I didn't achieve enough. I wasn't where I thought I should be. And just being at peace with where I am and being satisfied with what I got done in the course of the day. I mean, I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that. So hopefully that helps somebody that's listening or watching.
Love it. And last one, after all is said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
That I always did my best, and that I, you know, my intention was always to, improve the lives of the people that needed my services the most.
Love it. Well, I know you have something to share that is very impactful. So you want to take a close listen to Jeffrey, y'all, because this is something really special. I was like, what are you doing? Are you sure? So tell us a little bit more about that. How do we take what you've covered around how these symptoms or situations are happening, what we can do today?
Awesome. I'd love to. And thank you, Patty, for the opportunity. So your listeners or people watching, they can go to my website at Love Energy Wellness. It's all one word, loveenergywellness.com. And if they do a little /subscribe, they can get free pro health tips every single week that are going to help them. And they can also get a free smoothie guide download. Now, smoothie guide might just sound kind of generic, but I'm telling you, if you change your breakfast to a smoothie every single morning and you follow this guide, it's going to give you back 30% of your energy. Tell me what entrepreneur doesn't want to start the day off with 30% more energy than they usually do. Absolutely. And the reason is that digestion takes up to 30% of your energy. But if you change your breakfast to a smoothie, then that's going to provide you all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the aminos and proteins that you need to get your day started, to do your exercise, to get on calls with your clients. And that's going to give you back 30% of your energy because it's a smoothie. It's blended. It's already digested. And your body doesn't have to break all that food down. It just needs to absorb the nutrients and be on with your day. Now, beyond that, Patty, if somebody wants to find out how they can overcome their number one health issue, they can book a complimentary consultation with me right there at the same website, same URL. They can get there. And the first 5 people that sign up for complimentary consultation with me are going to experience an at-home functional medicine lab. What we'll do with them, we'll do the inflammation lab. And inflammation is, you know, anything that ends in itis, and probably 100 things come to mind with the body, you know, specifically arthritis or, you know, anything that ends in itis is really pulling your energy out of your body and causing an inflammatory response. So this simple lab will show whether the inflammation is in a healthy balance or most likely and on an unhealthy balance. And then the next step would be what to do about that. So the first 5 people that get on a call with me for a complimentary consultation, they're going to have the opportunity to do this inflammation lab. That's all they got to do is pay the shipping. It's like under $20. Really, really simple to do. And then they will get from me a personalized wellness plan specific to them on what the lab results show, on what the next steps are.
So it's the lab, it's the actual testing, the lab results, the consult with you, the direction, and I believe it's an over $500 value.
You got it.
Which is bananas, that all you have to do is cover the shipping, which is less than 20. So if you're feeling like crap, if you feel janky, if you're like, oh my God, I have no energy, stop with the madness. Because think about it, really, like, how much longer are you going to be this way when you could do something about it? You're hearing that Jeffrey has the expertise along with that. And this is such a gift. So thank you for sharing that. It's $500 worth of value. That's insanity. So go to loveenergywellness.com and then tell me the /again.
To get the smoothie guide, it's /subscribe. But they can just check out loveenergywellness.com and they can find the complimentary consultation on any one of the pages there and navigate around. It's a very dynamic website that has a lot of value to offer. So it's not just your average static website. And, you know, your listeners or people watching, they might wonder, how long does it take to turn my health around from where I am at today? And honestly, they can see a major difference in just 7 days. Believe it or not, 21 days, they're going to be feeling like a new person, and 12 weeks, they're going to be completely turned around.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, Jeffrey Moore, thank you so much again. Jeffrey from loveenergywellness.com. Check out Jeffrey, his gracious offer for that free consultation. Take advantage, $500 worth of value. All you have to do is pay for shipping. Thank you so much for being here and sharing. This is such an important topic to me personally because I've undergone so much in this thing, in this topic of like burnout and keeping like this, your foot full throttle and just being completely insane and realizing that is not the approach to take if you're going to build a business that feeds you. So you have to show up as your best self. And this is a perfect opportunity to work with somebody like Jeffrey if you're not in that space.
Absolutely, Patty. And, you know, having your foot down full throttle, there's a time and a place for that. And that's something else we help with our clients through our wellness plans, is to be able to modulate that. What's the right time to put my foot down on the gas pedal? And when do I need to dial it back a little and give my body the rest that it's telling me it needs? Mm-hmm. And we see that through these lab tests and through the personalized plans.
Well done. Well done. Thank you so much for being on the show. Super appreciate you. Continued good fortune. And thank you. Thank you for being here and sharing with us today.
And thank you, Patty. Keep up the good work. The world needs us both.
I know, right? All right. So we're on the mission. Thanks again, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Hey there, thanks for checking out the show, Positioning to Profit. It means a world to me that you've stayed here till the end. And if you love the show as much as we love putting it together for you, will you please do me a favor and leave a rating and review over on iTunes? It would really help the show and to get the message out. And when you do, do me a favor, send me a message over on socials, either Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, any of those. Let me know that you left a review. Not only will I give you a shout out, but I'll be in touch with you to send you a little something something as a thank you for what you've done. All right. Also, like I mentioned, I'm on the socials, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Please do make sure to connect. I love connecting with new people, and it just, again, really helps to get the word out. So thank you so much again for checking out the episode. And if you're looking for some goodies, head on over to my website. You can just go to positioningexpert.com and it'll take you right to my website. Lots of good stuff there. All right. See you next time.